Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, it's hard to imagine a bleaker look at the Old West than the movie The Homesman.
It's a very stark landscape, and the two main characters, played by Tommy Lee Jones and Hilary Swank, would lead you to think you're going to see a powerful film. However, I thought the screenplay and the directing by Tommy Lee Jones leads me back to my prejudice, which is whenever you have an actor who's also the director, it goes on way too long, and it's all over the place.
Yeah, it's based on a 1988 novel by Glendon Swarthout, and it paints a really dark picture of the 1850s heartland. It's a nightmare on the prairie. Hilary Swank plays a plain spinster who can't buy a husband. Three of her Nebraska neighbor ladies go insane after a harsh winter, so she agrees to take them on this long and harsh journey eastward to a church in Iowa that takes care of the mentally ill. And Hilary Swank's character saves Tommy Lee Jones, who's a claim jumper, and gets him to help with the task. The most interesting thing about the film is that Tommy Lee Jones' character grows because he is just looking after himself. And as he experiences this trek with these four women, you see him begin to develop as a human being.
Well, you know, I appreciate that insight because I didn't think about it, but you're absolutely right. The whole thing, though, the film, with all these fascinating topics of mental illness, a near hanging, the threat of Indian rapes, and then what Mary ended up doing, I mean, you would think it would be fascinating, but not so.
The problem is the tone is all over the place, swinging wildly from comedy to drama, and it just doesn't quite work as well as it should.
Right, I agree.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.